But Grandma, your Bible is old-fashioned. My Bible doesn't even mention Lucifer. By Judith Brumbaugh, President and Founder of Restoration of the Family. The Word of God is God's revelation of Himself. The contents of the Bible and the mechanics of how it is written are something that no man on this earth can fully comprehend. However, we are told by God in Hebrews 11:6 that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. The more diligently we study, the more understanding the Holy Spirit will give to us. Authors of new versions remove Lucifer. The focus of this article is a scripture found in Isaiah 14:12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? This statement, in which God records through the pen of Isaiah the fall of Lucifer, is very misinterpreted, misunderstood, and wrongly taught. Most authors of the New Versions have changed their English translations from the Hebrew manuscripts to align with their, perhaps, limited understanding. However, this is a very serious offense, that is, to rewrite God's precise word. We're told by God through the Scriptures that if anyone changes his word, God will deem him a liar. He will add plagues to him and will, as it records in Revelation 22:18-19, take away his part out of the book of life. Listed below is a graphic that shows how Isaiah 14:12 is translated into English. Each box records one of two very different streams of theological beliefs, as recorded in these Bibles. The one reflects the translation found in the King James Bible, and the other, the one that is typical of the New Version's translations. Some New Versions, instead of directly changing the text, do so by adding one of their many critical footnotes, suggesting the text is not correct. Immediately below the graphics is another box that illustrates how Isaiah 14:12 appears in the Hebrew text. Above the Hebrew words is the contextually correct English translations as recorded in the King James Bible. Isaiah 14:12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? The New International Version translates Isaiah 14:12 by saying, How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn! You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. The Hebrew word for star is not found in the underlying Hebrew text of this scripture. It was Lucifer who fell. He rebelled against God. There is a huge difference between who is Lucifer and who is the morning star. The word for star is the contextual central issue that must be correctly understood. In the Hebrew language, from which the Old Testament is translated, nowhere in verse 12 does the Hebrew word for star appear. The word for morning or dawn, not star, appears, but only once as shown in the King James Bible, not twice, as most New Versions incorrectly record, either directly in the text or in a critical footnote. The Hebrew word for star is used many other times throughout the Bible and is correctly translated as star or stars, both in the New Versions as well as in the King James Bible. Some examples include Isaiah 14:13, which is the verse following verse 12, where most translators wrongly insert the word star, and also in Numbers 24:17 and Job 38:7. Why is the correct translation of Isaiah 14 and 12 so important to every believer? It is Lucifer, not the morning star in Isaiah 14 and 12, who was fallen from heaven. Lucifer is not the morning star, nor the day star. Lucifer, Satan, serpent, devil, more subtle than any beast of the field, has crept into houses unaware and even into modern Bibles, camouflaging himself as Jesus Christ, who is the morning star. Lucifer was once the perfect and the anointed cherub. He fell because of his pride, including that for his power and beauty. Again, repetition is important. This change from Lucifer to the morning star or day star has been made either directly or in a footnote in most new versions of the Bible and should be of great distress to all Christians who are reading and quoting from such resources. The Bible has its own embedded concordance. The Word of God is so miraculously written that it acts as its own concordance and reference, either directly or, more importantly, contextually. What the surrounding scriptures and cross-referenced verses teach. We don't need to become Hebrew or Greek scholars, but to diligently study the Word as it has been given to us. The Word of God does not contain doctrinal error. However, because we don't have full illumination of the Scriptures, we can be led astray by man's reasoning rather than by depending upon correct interpretation from the Holy Spirit of what has been recorded for our instruction. The Old and New Testaments are very closely tied together. We can often use both to answer biblical questions, such as, what is the difference between Lucifer and the morning star? And thus determine the correct translation. Who is the morning star? Revelation 22 and 16 says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Jesus Christ is the bright and morning star. Who is the day star? 2 Peter 1, 17 and 19 says, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, until the day dawn, and the day star, that is Jesus Christ, arise in your hearts. Jesus Christ is the day star. Who is Satan? Revelation 12 and 9 says, And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Who is Lucifer? Again, Isaiah 14 and 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? In this instance, Lucifer is a synonym for Satan, the serpent, the devil, all the same person. Correct usage should be determined by context. What is written in the Word? Why did Lucifer fall? Scripture very clearly tells us he became very prideful. And it says in Isaiah 14, 13 to 15, For thou, that is Lucifer, hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I, that is Lucifer or Satan, will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, that is God. Yet thou, that is Lucifer and Satan, shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Learn to study the context. We can tell by definition, but more importantly by context, that Jesus Christ is not the one who fell, and is not the one who shalt be brought down to hell. It is an act of blasphemy to replace the Creator of heaven and earth, the morning star, with Lucifer, the evil fallen angel Satan. Jesus Christ never fell and never will. Depraved man falls and tries to pull others into his pit of deception. Romans 1 and 32 says, "Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." Lucifer is a prototype example of several people in the Bible, as well as many today, who fall prey to lustful desires, who, even when blessed abundantly by God, turn against him. It began with Adam and Eve, who, like Lucifer, fell prey to the desire to be their own gods and to exalt themselves above God by rejecting his word. Even God's chosen people, the Israelites, did the same. It says in Jeremiah 5, 7 and 8, "How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. They were as fed horses in the morning. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife." Millions today are neighing after their neighbor's wives and possessions. Read the context, the entire chapter of Isaiah 14, to properly interpret Isaiah 14 and 12. A reading of the entire 14th chapter of Isaiah, and a parallel example in Ezekiel 28, will help students of the Word to understand the dual message in Isaiah 14 and 12. This is the same writing technique used in Hosea, wherein God related two scenarios with one set of scriptures. Gomer, Hosea's wife, played the harlot by marrying another man and having affairs. God told Hosea to go after his wife, buy her back, and love her as he had loved Israel, his spiritual wife, who had done the same thing. Learn more about the fall of Lucifer, Satan, the serpent, the devil, in Ezekiel chapter 28. In both Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28, we are given information about Lucifer, the fallen angel, Satan, the serpent and devil, as well as prophecy with two Old Testament historical events. Leaders in both Babylon and Tyrus became filled with pride over their human wisdom and accomplishments. They began their race of life well, but then fell prey to the lusts of the flesh and left God out of their lives. "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Thou art the anointed cherub. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created." Notice what changed this once anointed perfect cherub. Some of the same things that drive so many people away from God. Ezekiel 28, 13 to 18 describes some of what happened to Lucifer. "Till iniquity was found in thee. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities." Beware of pride that often comes with success, with position, with power. In chapter 14 of Isaiah, we have the foretelling of the fall of a seemingly indestructible power, the Babylonian kingdom. King Belshazzar stripped surrounding cities of their wealth through great oppression and cruelty. He became very prideful and haughty, or pompous, as we're told in Isaiah 14 and 11. "Thy pomp is brought down to the grave. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. This prophecy of Belshazzar's death was given by the prophet Isaiah some 200 years before it actually happened. In verse 12, the analogy to Lucifer is given as he too had become caught up in pride. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? King Belshazzar had become a Lucifer, just as we say today that people who are manipulative and wicked, who follow the pattern of Judas, who betrayed Jesus, are Judaizers. In a creative writing style, an analogy is made between the sin of Babylon and Tyrus with that of Lucifer, the once beautiful, perfect, brilliant angel who at one time served God in all his splendor. Belshazzar and the prince of Tyrus, like Lucifer, forgot who had created them. They were overcome with distorted thinking that their success was due to their efforts rather than being an outgrowth of what God had allowed through them. Man's pride may make him think he has gained control when he has really lost his soul. Man has many ways of trying to become the creator by reshaping God's words, as exemplified by Lucifer when he said, "I will be like the Most High," and also by Adam and Eve, the Israelites, Belshazzar, the king of Tyrus, and those today who neigh after other spouses or possessions and refuse to bow their knees to God's written word, the Holy Bible. We must not change the word of God to fit our limited understanding or to fit our lifestyles of sin. Just as those who are born again are sons of God, but not the only begotten Son of God, we must not in any way try to make ourselves equal with God by rewriting his words or misapplying his precepts, as did Lucifer, else we, as it says in Isaiah 14, verse 15, be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Restoration of the Family is a 501c3 nonprofit organization.